think it's alright to leave the boy with Uncle Ernie? Do you think it's alright? He's had a few too many. I'm your wicked Uncle Ernie. I'm glad you won't see or hear me as I fiddle
about, fiddle about, fiddle about.
Your mother left me here to mind you. Now I'm doing what I want to.
Fiddling about, fiddling about, fiddle about.
Down with the bed, close up with your nightshirt.
Oh. นุษย์หลายชีวิตบางคนมีชีวิตกันบางมีเอาเหลือล้นบางคนจนเอาเหลือหายยังแต่กายยังอยู่กันเมื่อแห้งต่อสู่ในจางกะไลนี
้ Final Eyes I How's that
It's very, very impressive. That's
Does that sound like real?
It could be.
That was pretty good,
It's
right?
from someplace.
Yeah, I made that up. Okay, hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Oh, wait. Why isn't that playing? There it is.
Woo!
Here we are. So, I'm Bronwyn C. This is Jim the Poet. We are the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, here with you until 7 p.m. to talk about the Sportsy.
Woo! Woo!
And we have really exciting news.
Very exciting.
Very exciting news. First of all, I have to say that we began the show with The Who doing Fiddle About from Tommy, the rock
opera. Oh,
that's
from Tommy. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's from Tommy. And that is in... I don't want to say in honor of the UK's current youth soccer sex abuse scandal.
I didn't even
hear
about that. Yeah.
It's huge. It's the whole country. It turns out, like, some I forget the name of the club. There's some youth soccer club that they some coach got convicted and stuff, and then other people started coming forward and saying, "Oh yeah, he did that to me too."
Yikes.
And then some kids from, some guys, grown-up guys, right, are coming and saying, oh, yeah, and then in the 80s, that happened to me at this other club.
Jeez.
In the 80s, that happened to me at this other club. It turns out, like, all of UK youth soccer was, like, infested with pedophiles for, as they say in England, pedophiles.
Pedophiles?
Pedophiles.
It's like,
That's like they say pedo bear, even though it's...
It's pedo bear?
Yeah,
it's pedo
bear.
It's not pedo bear?
It's not pedo bear, it's pedo bear.
He's cool, I like that
Didn't
guy.
Didn't I give you a pedo bear hat?
Yeah, I still have it. I wear it all the time, it's very warm.
Yeah, you shouldn't wear it, it's terrifying.
It is a little shocking.
It's shocking. Shocking and bizarre. But anyway, that was that's why we started with that song. And then we heard some Thai guy singing some Thai song. Do you have the thing so you could see who that guy was?
Yeah. It's Sun Thea Kalasin.
Okay.
The song is called Lam Phu Thai of Sorrow.
Oh, it was sorrowful.
And someone favorited it. That's so
It was
nice.
Good, right? It was a good song. Okay, that's new. That's new.
From the new bin.
From the new bin. But now we want to introduce to you a listener sent to us a Sportsy Talk theme song.
I had tried to get Speedy Ortiz, band out of the Amherst or Boston type area.
Yeah, and you
they were somewhat sportsy, and I went back and forth with them.
You had like a total crush on the girl singer from Speedy
No, I was
Ortiz.
Unaware that she was attractive. I mean,
oh,
I assumed she was.
Come on, you knew. She's, yeah.
No,
you
just...
You had a total crush on her.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the whole reason that you
I'm
ever...
not... I don't... It wasn't about having a crush on Speedy Ortiz. It was just like...
No, it was about having a crush on the girl singer from Speedy Ortiz. That's what that was.
I don't even know her name, so how could I have a crush on her?
You have a crush on everybody, whether you know the
name
or
just,
not.
I'm a lonely, lonely man.
You walk down the street having crushes on people.
Lonely.
I know you do.
So the Speedy Ortiz thing didn't work out after...
Well, they did...
We went back and forth.
They did a tune...
Well, I wanted them to give me an instrumental version of it. They were like, "We are willing to help you, except not at all."
No,
and
but they did something.
No.
I mean, they sent
No, they kept sending me emails saying, "How's that coming along?"
No, they sent us a file with a tune because we played it once.
No, it was something I made up on my phone, I think.
Oh, you made it up?
Yeah.
Oh,
but it was me singing over her. So it was terrible. But then we put out the word like 6 months ago.
I never understood.
And said, hey, why don't you, somebody please write us a theme song.
Nobody did.
Well, we thought nobody did.
But then we found out that in fact, what is the band's name? Skinny Legs?
Young Legs.
Young Legs.
It's a guy named Steuben.
Every time you tell me the name of the band, you tell me a different name.
I wrote Skinny Legs, but it's Young Legs.
The Young Legs. Okay, Young Legs. It's a guy named
Steuben. His name's Steuben.
He has a beard and a dress.
You could see him on, he's at YNGLGS. Tweeted us last night.
That would be Young Legs.
Young Legs,
yes.
Without any.
Okay.
He's the bassist in Big Drops, Trim Tabs, and Pixie Visionary.
Okay.
And you could see he's got a cool picture of him. He's got really long hair and a nice beard, and he's wearing a dress because I think he can't find where his pants are.
No, I think he likes wearing a dress. Maybe
I mean, it's
like
a good-looking dress.
Maybe it's like Lady Beard, the Japanese wrestler.
It's an awesome dress.
Yeah.
But he sent us SoundCloud file in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And we'll let you guys hear it. And
do
then
I have
you,
to put it up on the
Yeah, DAW? Put up the DAWs up. Put up one of them.
You know,
yeah, hit that button. Hit
this
that button.
All, wait, where's the other button?
Hit another button. Just put them both up.
Put them both up just in case.
All right.
All right, go.
Brown one C. She's from Iowa. She hates Mr. Met, so she set him up Iowa.
So, I mean,
I was thrilled.
It's very impressive.
I'm thrilled that somebody wrote. Thank you so much, Mr. Steuben.
Thanks to Steuben, and thanks to Young Legs.
Young Legs for that.
Let us know what you think on the comment fields, or
you can call in. No, we're not. We're gonna have call screener John is manning the phones. Thank you, call screener John, the third man of Sportsy Talk, the importantest member of the most trusted team, and he is out there. All you have to do is call screener John at 201-209-9368. Tell him yay or nay. Do you vote thumbs up or
thumbs down?
Thumbs
up or thumbs down.
On that. And he will,
Young Legs.
He will keep track of the vote.
It's called Theme
we
from Sportsy Talk.
We won't actually put your calls on the air for that, but you can vote by calling him and telling him, do you vote thumbs up or thumbs down? And he'll keep track. And at the end of the show, he'll let us know. Whether the Young
fate
Legs,
of Steuben.
The Young
Legs. I think it's an incredibly intricate song. I think it's well done. I think
I'm not crazy about the way they pronounce Iowa, but
it's Iowa. I think it was.
Iowa.
I think they did that to make it rhyme with something. I think
to rhyme with something that sounds like Iowa. But
yeah,
I don't know
it's
what it
early
is.
In the song. Here, let me see what it says.
Oh wait, I got to put it up again. Okay. She hates Mr. Met, so she set him up Iowa.
She sent him to Iowa? I think it's to rhyme with something.
He says, Bronwyn C., she's from Iowa. She hates Mr. Met, so she sent him.
I missed that part.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know what it's saying,
It's
but, you know. It's
pure
got
genius.
It's got our names
he
in it.
He mentioned Studio B. Ben.
Yeah.
Another thing. Like, there's a lot of sort of sound in the back.
Stuff.
Look at it carefully.
He's definitely a listener, so that's exciting.
Has listened to the show.
That's number one.
That's a big help.
Liked us enough that he actually did that song.
He's apparently been working on a new record.
Exciting. Okay, what's the new record? Let's give him some.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, you want to plug
in? I mean, he said he was working on a new record.
Oh, okay.
Check it out at
wherever.
Young Legs.
Young Legs. It's YNGLGS is his Twitter handle.
I don't know.
We have a wonderful listener, Sebastian in Germany, who got one of our foam fingers.
Foam fingers.
And is posting the most incredible pictures on Twitter at Sportsy Finger. And I was retweeting them for a while, and then I just got depressed and stopped going on Twitter. So
why'd you get depressed?
Oh, I've been really.
Yeah, why? Change of seasons.
Broke your
leg.
My kneecap. You know, just
Trumpy.
Sad.
Trumpy blues.
No, I don't feel that bad about the Trump. You know, I mean, it's just it was sort of inevitable. I sort of.
You've come to peace with it.
Well, I saw it coming. I've been telling people for like a year that he was.
If you stare into the abyss long enough, it seems like
home. It doesn't seem that bad. Did you just make that up? That's pretty good. I like
that. The website is youngle.gs.
Okay.
And it says he's from New Jersey, so that's
good
two good
things
in his favor.
In his favor. So vote at 201-209-9368. Maybe we'll play the song again later.
Maybe
in the
we'll
show.
Play it again later if you need, you know,
if you need a refresher on that song,
or if you think the Fiddle Me song should be our song every week.
No, it should not. There is like a worst.
Linda says she hates Mr. Metz, so she sent him on Fioa.
Fioa.
Like fire, like to make it sound with rhyme with Iowa.
Yeah, but you don't s- fi Iowa.
F I O W A. Fioa.
Iowa Fioa.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, he could say Iowa Fioa. He doesn't say Iowa Fioa.
He says, "What do you? You think you're saying he pronounces Iowa wrong?"
Yeah.
Pronounce the word root.
Root.
Pronounce the word roof.
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 Root.
What?
Roof.
No, we're not doing. We're not playing that game.
Route.
Today. Roof, router, root.
Root. Roof, router, root. Root, router, root. That was a game we played one time on this show. Okay, so yeah, so English football is in the crapper because of the big scandal in the youth soccer leagues and putting people in jail for that. Your Spurs.
Yeah.
Beat my Swans.
That's your team?
Pretty significantly.
Well, the Swans are at a disadvantage because they have an American coach.
I know, not for long. Apparently he's
getting
getting fired. No, yeah, they said already.
He's already getting fired.
He's only been there for 2 months.
You can't stand in the same room with him for a while.
The name of the American soccer coach in England who coaches the Swansea Swans is Bob Bradley. And that is like the most generic American name, isn't it?
Well, he's the father of Michael Bradley. He used to be the coach of the U.S. team.
Yeah.
He's the father of the captain of the U.S. team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says he might be fired. Bob Bradley on the verge of becoming first ever American Premier League manager to be fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't take long.
No.
He's an unbearable person, apparently.
Is he?
Yeah, he's terrible.
Why did they hire him then?
I don't know. They thought that would be a good thing.
You know, so, see, I went for the Swans because they're Welsh, right? So they're a Welsh team. So I'm like, okay, I'm pseudo-Welsh. I might as well.
Pseudo-Welsh?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know.
What does that even mean?
I'm an American.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, Welsh background
Welsh
or whatever.
I'm of Welsh descent. I'm of Danish descent.
That's cool.
I found out. That was exciting.
That's awesome.
I didn't know that.
Denmark's like the number one country in the world for happiness.
Yeah, let's go.
It's hard to believe since
maybe
the sun never comes out.
I always wanted to live there. That's what's really funny. Since I was a little kid, I always told people I wanted to live in Denmark
someday. Hamlet's Castle?
No, I wanted to live in Denmark. I just thought it sounded nice. It sounded small like Iowa and green and stuff.
Iowa.
You know? Iowa, yeah.
Denmarko.
Yeah, I don't know. We probably didn't give enough attention when Jurgen Klinsmann got fired from the
I really was happy that he got fired.
I think we talked about it. He's a terrible manager. Yeah, but I mean,
he's a great player and he's good on TV, but he was an awful manager.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like
just because somebody's a good player doesn't mean that they're going to be a good manager. So Bob Bradley was the men's team, the U.S. men's team. Coach?
He was for a while before Jurgen Klinsmann, and they fired him because he's an unbearable kind of...
Well, I don't know. I don't think you should say he's not, he's unbearable.
Here, I'll Google, is Bob Bradley a nice guy?
Google that. God, it's really stifling in here, isn't it?
You want me to open the door?
No, not really. It's just going to remark on it.
Should we just start...
Take our clothes
start
off?
Start peeling things off?
Yeah, let's take our clothes off.
It's the Naked Show on WFMU.
201-209-9368 if you want to vote on...
Linda's giving us some like producer song.
I think she likes
the song, but she thinks the vocals need to come up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think they should. But thank you for. I think she's right about Fioa. Set him on Fioa. Yeah, I don't care for that. That's
what?
What if I rewrote the first verse about myself, and then we could ask him to re-record it with?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you're a poet. What would we write about?
About Iowa.
No, Bronwyn C.
What rhymes with Iowa?
Well, I don't want to rhyme with Iowa. I don't want to say Iowa. I want to say Iowa.
Well, I'm sure there's nothing that rhymes with
Bronwyn
Iowa.
Bronwyn C. She's.
What is it? You're the something firecracker?
Yeah, the Iowa firecracker.
Iowa firecracker.
What rhymes with firecracker?
Wait a minute, I gotta look it up. I go to rhymezone.com.
Oh, I wrote a poem with all the words in English that don't rhyme. That was exciting.
I
never read it to you.
Orange?
Yeah, orange, silver, purple.
Moist?
Does moist not have a... Yeah, I guess moist.
Moist?
Yeah. Wasp?
Iowa firecracker. Hacker. Slacker. She's no slacker.
Yeah, you could do that.
She's as pretty as a linebacker.
Pretty as a linebacker. I take that. That's good.
Nutcracker. packer, smacker, knacker, lacker, whacker.
You can do that yourself. You don't need to look
it
up.
Oh, I don't need to.
Tracker.
Tracker, packer, blacker, hacker. I like She's as Pretty as a Linebacker.
Yeah, I like that too. Bronwyn C., the Iowa Firecracker. She's as pretty as a linebacker. That kind of works.
That's not true. You're much prettier than a linebacker.
No, I like that. I'll go with that. Some linebackers are very attractive.
I don't have any. Whatever he says about me is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I love Tom Brady. And
he says you got moxie and you love Tom Brady.
It's true.
I think it's all true.
Very true.
That's good. Yep.
Oh, Sebastian is saying, can Steuben put in a roof root line in there? I mean, that's just a whole...
Oh, that would be good.
That's so complicated.
Roof and root, yeah. You know, I don't understand, though. I was, like, looking at the Spurs record and stuff and
yes.
what they're doing, and they're kind of, like, not doing that well, even though they beat the Swans.
I mean, they're, like,
well.
In fifth place.
Yeah, but they're not, you know, they've had ties and draws and things, and they went into some league that they played and a cup and a stuff. And I have trouble with UK football because, or even European football at all, because there's like half a dozen leagues that every team is in different leagues and every team is in different cup championship, you know, playoffs and tournaments.
Yeah, they play during the middle of the week, they play in Europe. So they,
yeah.
Like the Tottenham's out of the Champions League, I think.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. There's the Champions League, there's the Premier League. But they can be in two leagues at once.
I mean, right now, last year made no sense because Leicester was on top for the whole year, and now they're back in the garbage.
Yeah.
And, you know, Spurs ended up coming in third,
yeah.
you know, because Arsenal always beats them or whatever.
Yes.
So now it's Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City, Tottenham. Those are like the five most rich team. Like if you said who has the most money, that's the five biggest teams, I think.
Right.
Except Manchester United, who for some reason is just awful.
Yeah. But I mean, why?
They're sixth. Manchester United sixth. Right. So you could usually guess who the top six teams are going to be.
Yeah.
Some version of those teams.
Yeah. But then every once in a while there's a Cinderella team like Man City was or Leicester was.
Well, they used to be.
Know?
Yeah. Now they're super rich. They're owned by like a sheik.
All right, so that's the thing. It's hard to keep track because they're all in several leagues. They're all in, I mean, it's the same team, and they're in several leagues, and then they're on their national team, some of them, and some of them not. And then they're like, they've got a cup that they have to go play for.
Well, first of all, you got to dump this Swan City. You got to get rid of these Welsh things.
No.
You can't do this.
No,
there's a Welsh show that you'd like called Hinterland.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a murder show.
It's got Welsh people in it?
I mean, they did an English version because there's like a Welsh language or something like that. But it's
yes, there is a Welsh language.
I had no idea. Yeah,
you didn't know there's no Welsh language.
I have no idea. No,
what?
There's a Welsh language.
Yeah, they say roof.
Yeah, but it's like X's in the middle of K's and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
They got
there's
nothing,
like a
they got nothing
like
but,
a,
nothing
like a
but consonants.
Schwa on top of everything.
Nothing but consonants.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That makes
they
no
have
sense.
Sounds that you can't even make in English.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So you got to get rid of that. Swan City is going to be down in the championship league. So you got to forget about those guys and pick one of the top teams that's always good.
I don't want to pick one of the top teams that's always good. I like.
But those are the teams that are always on TV on the free TV that you get.
I don't do it. Wait, they're on TV?
Yeah, they're on NBC on
when?
Saturdays and Sundays.
What time?
I think Sundays because they do it
like
a noon show
or something.
No, they do like the noontime show. It's like
do they show a whole game or do they just show highlights?
I mean, the whole game is only 2 hours. You know, it's just them and highlights is just them kicking the ball around and getting one goal. You know.
Yeah, I don't want to see the highlights. I want to see a real show.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sorry.
What else is happening in soccer? Okay, I found out a little update on Chapecoense.
Okay.
I
heard about that.
We talked about it last week. They all died in the plane, right?
That was terrible.
They were on their way to the Copa Sudamerica final against the Colombian team Atlético Nacional.
Okay. Very impressive amount of information so far.
Yes. We knew that last week. That was the deal that was happening, right? And they crashed and they all died. Most of them died.
I think most of them are dead. There's maybe one player who's alive.
Yeah, a couple of guys are alive. And I don't know if they're going to be playing again. So the team that they were going to play in this cup final petitioned the proper authorities to give the cup to Chapecoense.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was going to happen.
Yeah, they campaigned for the cup to go to Chapecoense to honor them. And so whatever their governing body is, said, yes, we'll do that. So officially... Chapecoense won the 2016 Copa Sudamérica.
So,
and
it's Atletico, very bittersweet, obviously.
Atletico Nacional got the Fair Play Award.
Oh, that's very nice.
For, you know,
I think they should have played a game in their honor or something like that.
Yeah,
but I guess there's no way to do that. You can't.
No, they're all dead. You know, and a lot of other players in their own country in Brazil, right? Brazilian teams have offered to loan players for free to Chapecoense so that they can field a team next year with you know, legit players.
Right.
And they've also requested that the Brazilian governing soccer body leave Chapecoense in their top league for 3 years and not have them subject to relegation for 3 years.
Oh.
So that they can
rebuild.
They're going to get slaughtered, right?
Yeah,
they're going to
be terrible for like 3 years. Though,
yeah, they are. I mean, you know, it's going to take them a while to rebuild, but that's what they're, you know, they've requested that happen. So we'll see if that happens or not. Guns N' Roses recorded a tribute song to them.
Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Like Axl Rose and Slash and all those guys?
Yeah, why?
Who's in that band right now?
I don't know, man.
Is Duff still in that band?
I guess it was like some
odd... What happened to Chickenhead? Remember Chickenhead?
Yes, I guess it was some odd...
Buckethead?
Some odd effort to become relevant or something.
I mean, that's cool. Axl's really gross and fat now, but I mean, it's weird.
Isn't it weird? I mean, why
they must have just had a song lying around.
It sounds an awful lot like Stairway to Heaven, actually.
Oh.
It sounds
like be careful. Didn't Stairway to Heaven? They got sued,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, they got sued, yeah. So
Mr. Donut Sue says, moist hoist joist. I don't think joist is a word.
Well, I don't think moist was one of the words I had in my...
I said moist, and you
joist
said...
Joist is a word.
Joist? What does that mean?
Joist. It's like a carpentry thing.
If you
it's
say
like,
so.
It's like a, yeah.
Is
it's
that
like
on
a,
what you do on the roof?
Roof.
Yeah, Ken Hunter from Hyde Park says, coming in from Iowa, eating on a Piowa?
Piowa.
What? What?
Oh,
Ken from Hyde Park also says, 8 p.m. this Saturday will be the MLS Championship Soccer game. I will give you $1 out of my pocket if you can name one of the teams. That's in the MLS Championship team. It's two teams. You get three guesses for $1. Can you name an MLS team?
I can name some MLS teams. I'm not sure.
Who do you think's who do you think's in the finals?
I have no idea who's in the finals. The Revolution?
No.
DC United?
No.
Salt Lake Real?
No. It's Toronto versus Seattle.
But I named some. I was going to say Seattle, but I don't remember the name of their team.
Sounders.
Oh, the Sounders.
Toronto is the...
I don't know, Toronto. I was going to say Seattle Sounders.
Hockey players. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, Toronto has the coolest uniforms, though, but I have no idea. I think it's the Toronto Legacy or the...
God.
I don't know.
So, in other disasters in sports...
Oh, there's more?
There's more. Kind of. The Oakland A's...
How are they doing?
They're a baseball team.
Yes.
The Oakland Raiders are a football team.
Yes.
Golden State Warriors are a basketball team in Oakland, California.
For the time being, they're moving to San Francisco.
Yeah, I know, but for right now. They've all joined together to match up to $150,000 total in relief donations for the Ghost Ship fire.
Yeah, that was
the Oakland Warehouse fire.
Super bummer.
Yeah, that was awful. And there's some people with, you know, WFMU connections who were in that fire, and
I think there was like 30 or 40 people got killed.
Yeah, 36 people died, at least that we know of so far. And so the local sports teams all got together, and they've raised, by matching contributions and stuff, they've raised over $336,000
wow.
so far in relief donations. And here's where I'm like a big bag of snot, right? Because I thought, well, isn't that ironic? Because I bet a lot of people who were in that fire, because they're all like electronic music fans and stuff, you know, I bet they're kind of snotty about sports. You know how people are. You know, I mean, like when we started this show, Sportsy Talk on WFMU, a lot of WFMU listeners and even DJs who were our friends didn't want Sportsy Talk on WFMU, right?
And I have
an enormous chip on my shoulder about it. And I thought, well, here are these people that were kind of those, you know, music fan type people, and you know, they look down on sports, or they think sports are a bunch of stupid jocks or whatever they think. And then you know, when they're in trouble, the sports teams of the community come together and try to give them some support.
Oakland's a very,
you know?
I mean, Oakland's a pretty great community, and this would be a tragedy in any city, I think.
Of course it would be. It's a horrible tragedy.
I don't know if, like, something terrible like this happened, whether the Knicks and the Nets and all those guys would get together or not, but I mean, like, losing this many people is a lot of people.
Yeah, no, it's a terrible tragedy, and it should never have happened. I mean, it's awful the way it happened, and I just... But then I start thinking, well, that's really bad of me to feel that way about it or think that way about it. Because, I mean, the sports teams are part of the community. The artists are part of the community. Everybody's part of your community, you know? Why am I making these assumptions about...
One of the things that makes Oakland great is this kind of underground art stuff. I mean, I did poetry readings in weird loft places and, you know, like all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right,
I've certainly...
Of course.
I don't think I've ever been to this ghost shit place, but, I mean... That's what makes Oakland great. It's like Brooklyn or some of the other great cities where
When I first came to New York, I went to a club.
Boston's like that.
I went to a club once that you got to by going down a manhole.
Oh, cool.
And then you went like through this thing in the street and it dropped you out into a basement, and that's how you got into the club. And I mean, if there had been a fire in that club, everybody would have been totally incinerated. But I mean,
there was the guy on that Today Show this morning, and the guy's practically in tears. He's like, I don't even know what you want me to say. Obviously, it's not up to code. Like, no, that was what was great about it. It wasn't up to code, and everybody died.
Right.
Sorry, like,
yeah, I know,
it's terrible.
It is terrible. It's very, very awful.
So,
hey, we have a call, I think.
We do.
Looks like we do.
Is it? Yeah.
Let's see if we
do. Is it blinking?
It's blinking. It's got put on hold, and it's blinking, so I think it's for
us. Must be good.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hey, Jim. It's station manager Ken.
Hey.
Hey, Ken.
What's going
Greetings.
On, Ken?
So, yeah, Bronwyn, it is snotty, but I have to say I agree with you.
Really? Okay. You agree that probably they would have looked down on sports?
Yeah, the cultural realm that the ghost ship was catering to is probably especially anti-pro sports.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah. But it was a huge disaster. Yet I do, you know, and there's so many warehouses like that, or there have been so many warehouses similar to that in Brooklyn and Queens and,
right.
and New Jersey.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. I mean, like, would the New York professional teams have done the same thing? I kind of doubt it.
That's hard to say, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's a very different atmosphere here, I think, where you have, you know, eight teams or something like that, but would they really, you know...
And also, it's a larger... I mean, I don't know what the difference in the metropolitan areas is, but, you know, in terms of population and stuff, but...
Yeah.
It's hard to say,
yeah. But Oakland, you know, Oakland does have more... I don't know. I think it is the nature of Oakland. I don't know.
Well, then I just didn't want to be, like, judgmental about... people who just died, you know. I felt bad when I realized that's how I was thinking, but, you know. I have a question for you, Ken.
Uh-huh.
I listened to Nahum Siegel's final show on WFMU. It was very exciting, and I heard you on with Nahum in the final half hour of the final show. And
uh-oh.
I heard Nahum give his dearest wish for you was that you would have a proper Jewish funeral. And I wondered if you had picked a date yet.
No, I have not. I can't believe he did that. although I know he meant it out of love.
I know he did. I know he totally did. He totally did.
I have to keep reminding myself that he did that out of love.
Yes. Yes.
And yet, that really bothered me.
Because
I don't know about you, but I just feel like dead bodies should sort of be somewhat respected, right? You don't want to put a dead body out in a trash bag and just throw it in a dumpster.
That's
right. What?
In Brooklyn, there were people that would put their grandma out in a shopping cart out on the street.
Oh, my God.
Because they didn't know what to do with her, so they just put her body in the shopping cart out on the street.
That would be about the fifth thing I would do to my grandma.
Yes, that's right, Ken. Yes.
I mean, like, I don't like the idea of dead bodies being posed. Like, you know, they used to do that. They used to pose the dead.
Yeah, you'd take pictures. Sometimes they'd have the family around the dead body, and the dead body would be sitting up in a chair and stuff. Yeah.
Right. And you wouldn't want a dead body to be, you know, converted to Mormonism, as the Mormons like to, you know, they like to convert
not.
corpses to Mormonism.
Well, they'll just convert any person.
They just put you, that's just a paperwork thing where they, like, almost, I think everybody who's dead in America is now a Mormon or, you know, part of the Church of Scientology or something like that.
The Mormons, that's why they do all that genealogy stuff. They keep the genealogy.
But is it really just a paperwork thing? Because in Judaism, it's not just a paperwork thing.
What is it?
And it's not exactly the same. You know, the ritual burial, you know, I mean, it's not exactly the same in Mormonism and Judaism, but there's some similarity there. There is some similarity.
The thing that impresses me about Jewish, it's like they happen so fast. Like, it was like, I don't understand how you can, like, turn around and then, like, they're in the ground, like, the next day or something like that. It's like, whoa, holy moly. Like, you know, I want to spend a little time in a refrigerator first. You know, I mean, I want to have a little time to, like, you know, to process, you know, the whole thing, you know.
That you've died?
Yeah, yeah. I want to, you know, give me a little transitional period here.
So what happens in a proper Jewish funeral, Ken? Do you know? I don't even know.
No, there's a ritual washing, you know, just like you remember in Game of Thrones how they had that ritual washing in the Church of Black and White?
Yes.
Yes, we all know that. Yes.
There is a ritual washing and prayers that have to be said, but it doesn't work with non-Jews. But I think the way it works in Judaism is that if you were like a non-observant Jew, such as myself, then there's the belief that if you go through the ritual washing and apply the proper prayers, then there is sort of a, you know, posthumous conversion of sorts.
But if you, but
you would have to get tattoos removed too, though, wouldn't you, Ken?
You're right. I didn't even. I wanted to mention the tattoos, but I didn't.
You have your Eagles tattoo that you'd have to have removed.
Yes. Not only is it a tattoo, but it is a horrendously bad tattoo.
It is a really bad tattoo. Yeah.
Of a horrendously bad band.
Yeah. It's exciting that you did that. He did that for the marathon.
Well, I'm the other thing that interests me about Jewish funerals is the Kaddish. I don't know if I said that right, where everybody kind of hangs around your house for like a week, kind of like going.
Sitting Shiva.
Yeah.
Sitting Shiva is great. I think sitting Shiva is a great tradition. I'm all for it.
Yeah. And it's just like people hanging out, right? Like, it's.
Well, people come by and see you and like pay their. Yeah. You know, it's like having support from the community, you know?
Right. For days. Days they come by and the dead families, the dead person's family has to feed them and keep them well lubricated. And everything.
Yeah.
But it's actually great.
Herb says, Knock'em loves Ken to death.
Yes, he does.
Well, that's exciting.
Can we talk about the inauguration, Ken?
Okay.
Or should we hold off?
Let's talk about the inauguration.
You know what?
Are you going to go?
Well, I think it's open to discussion, but we don't want to pay a bunch of money. You know, we got an email from the... I had put in the middle of the night, I was drunk, and I put us in for inauguration press passes.
Yes.
And I put Ken's name, because that's the official name. That's where you know, they see that and they know.
They know we're legit.
Yeah, we're legit.
If it's Ken
no problem.
Of WFMU, it's obviously okay.
And so Ken got an email this week that's like, congratulations, you know, we're reserving tables right now, and you can spend $3,000 to, like, broadcast from Radio Row on the day, like, the last day of the Republic. January 20th, 2017.
The final inauguration that there will ever be.
But I mean, I was hoping just to have some sort of, like, I don't want to be, if I'm there, I don't want to I want to have a place to go that's not, you know, like a KKK rally. You know what I mean? Like at the part where the normal press people are, where we can all look at each other and be horrified.
The anti-KKK rally.
Yeah, be like, I want to be able to look at people. Because that was one of the things that saved me in Cleveland, was I was able to look around and say, okay, there's other people here that also see that this is a Leni Riefenstahl film, and this is really terrifying. So,
well, man, I hope you can go. Like, $3,000 is about $2,900 too much for us.
Yeah,
right.
we can't come up with that. But
I'm going to come up with the cheapo plan.
What was the cheapo plan? It was like $300, right?
Cheapo plan is I sleep on somebody's floor and I hitch a ride there and I broadcast.
Well, I could go down to D.C. with you.
You want to go to D.C. with me?
I would do that
on the last day of the Union.
Yes,
final day of our democracy.
It's really close to both of our birthdays. It can be our birthday trip.
Okay,
and
you think we could be able? You think we could go and get back?
I think we can go and get back, but what I don't understand is when we go down, even on the cheapo plan, do we get to actually see anybody
or do we get close?
I know, but do we get any kind of access to anything, or are we just showing up like hobos?
Well, that's the question, yeah. I think it's hobos until Yeah, I think it's kind of hobo.
And is it on a Wednesday morning again?
No, I think it's Friday. The 20th of January, I believe, is a Friday.
Why was it on Wednesday?
It's just the 20th. I think it's just the 20th.
I don't know. There have been a lot of them that have been on Wednesdays.
Well, that's weird, because you have a Wednesday morning show. We could call in to you.
Right, because there have been a whole bunch of times, I think, when I've been on the air just as the inauguration was getting going.
I think it just happens to be the 20th of January every, I
really?
Think.
Okay, so maybe that's what it is.
So it's Friday, January 20th.
So many centuries.
It'll be like at noon, the actual like swearing in.
Right. It always happens right at around noon.
I'm sure he'll just tweet a speech. I think that's we won't be standing in the cold for very long, I don't think.
So that'll be during Bryce's show, so that'll be perfect.
That's perfect, yes. Yeah. Bryce's show would be perfect for that. All right. Yeah. Well, I think we'll look further into that and see what we can do. But I will go. I'll go to Washington.
Oh, great.
All right. All right. Thanks, Ken, for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Sportsy Talk News Team.
Enjoy your funeral.
I will.
Bye. WFMU, you're on the air.
It's Bullpen Betty.
Bullpen Betty, yay! Just some hot stove league updates for us.
Bullpen Betty is the official baseball person.
Have you guys talked about the winter games yet?
What winter games?
I keep saying games. Winter meetings.
Winter meetings. Yes.
No, we haven't said
anything. We haven't talked anything about it yet. We haven't said anything about Chris Sale's or anything.
We've been waiting for you to call.
We've been waiting for you. Bullpen Betty.
Yeah, Chris Sale going to Boston.
Boo.
For Yoan Moncada and a bunch of other guys I haven't heard of.
Exactly.
Yeah, I really didn't know. They gave everybody in the kitchen sink back to the White Sox. But a Red Sox fan who will remain nameless told me he was not that happy about that deal.
Really?
Why?
Yeah.
They have Chris Sale signed for 3 years at like $51 million. And he's like a Cy Young. I mean, how could you be upset about that? You're like, see, people get.
I guess because of who they gave up.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
Who did they give up? A bunch of guys.
They gave up a 21-year-old pitcher, and that Yoan Moncada is like a Cuban stealing base superstar or whatever. But I mean, like, I don't know, man. Like,
maybe?
This guy Sale's good now. Like, you don't have to wait for him. They don't even have a place for Yoan Moncada to play.
Right.
So, like,
and Chris Sale is remarkably thin.
Yes.
Oh, is
he? That has anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Talk about, you know, every time John Sterling is announcing and talking about a pitcher, he always says, the tall, slim right-hander. And it doesn't matter if the guy's, like, short and fat and left-handed.
Fat,
you know, he says, the tall, slim right-hander.
He says that about CeCe.
Yeah, he does. He says it about CeCe Sabathia. He says, the tall, slim right-hander holds a set and deals. You know, you're like, you idiot. Know anything?
That's
so funny. Chris Sale is thin. Is Chris Sale right-handed?
He is lefty.
Okay.
He is
perennial
Cy Young Award nominee.
Always.
So, I don't know. We have two primo lefties, one primo righty.
You guys got the pitching now.
Well, we still need some bullpen help. They got another bullpen guy named Thornburg from the Brewers.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They'll be okay.
What's this we crap? You're self-identifying with the Red Sox again?
He does.
Am again, yes. For a while, I
got Chris Sale.
I was out in the wood. Now I'm back.
Now he's back. Now they look like they might win, so he's back.
I'm back.
Fairweather fan.
Well, I haven't checked for 27 minutes, but last I heard, Chapman, it could happen with the Yankees, but not definitely yet.
Well, the Yankees gave they have deals on the table for Kenley Jansen of the Dodgers and Aroldis Chapman. So, like, one of them is going
to
take the deal.
One of them is going to go to
one
the
of them,
Yankees.
One of them has got to go.
The word.
Bullpen Betty, what did you think about the new rules in Major League Baseball that the All-Star game isn't going to decide
again,
the home field advantage? It's going to go back
to
being meaningless.
Thank you for asking me that question.
Yes. Have you had any thoughts about that?
Because I think it was a nice experiment, but I'm so happy that it's over. Because it made no sense, like, that, you know, the team that kicked everybody up and down the field doesn't get home advantage because of some exhibition game, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It's an exhibition game with a bunch of random players.
I mean, the only reason they have to choose, like, year to year who is in the – which league is going to be the they used to just switch off. So 1 year it was the AL and 1 year it was the NL. It was just for hotel rooms for, like, the players or something like that.
Right, to plan it ahead of time.
How hard could it be to just say, I don't know, there's, like, eight teams in the playoffs. This is the week of the – we already know when the World Series is. Let's just book some rooms. Like, how hard is that?
Right, and we'll have to cancel them, worst comes to worst.
Yeah, sorry. We're not – yeah, sorry.
It's not like plane flights, right? But I guess maybe, I mean, a team like the Padres certainly, you know, must fly coach, right? So.
Well, not on the I've been better. Watching The Pitch Show. Have you seen The Pitch Show on
what
Fox?
Is it?
It's a show about the first female baseball player.
Oh, I have not watched it.
I'm a big fan of The Pitch.
The first female big league? Or
Yeah. She's like, comes up to her name is Ginny Baker, and she's.
This is fictional?
Yeah, it's a.
When I worked for Nickelodeon Magazine, I interviewed the first woman pitcher in the minor leagues who was in a, you know, on a.
Yeah, they've had a few, I think,
that.
But it's a pretty good show on Fox, and it's you get a chance, watch it on demand or something like that. Mm-hmm. Great show. But the Padres are actually good, and I actually have a Padres shirt with Baker on the back. Baker 43 is her number.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Marketing. They got to sell something.
I got it, yeah.
Poor Padres.
That's the only thing they're selling.
I'm sorry. Hey, Bullpen Betty, did you know that the Pittsburgh Pirates have a Korean third baseman? Because I didn't. He got arrested for DUI Seoul the other day.
What?
And that's the only way I found out about it. That's how I learned. Yeah, Jung Ho
Kang. Oh, Kang.
Jung Ho Kang.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good. You just thought it was Park because he's Korean.
West
Park.
No, there was another player named Park.
Jung Ho Kang. Yep. So I didn't know about him except he got arrested for DUI. So now I know. There you go.
Wow. Well,
that's my whole thing. That's all I know about.
McCutcheon. Did he get traded yet?
McCutcheon's not Korean.
That's the next domino to fall.
No, but he's on the Pirates.
McCutcheon will get traded at some point, yeah.
Yep.
I wanted to ask you about Matt Holliday. He's signed a one-year deal for $13 million with the
Jesus.
Yankees.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good pickup. He's some cheap power for them.
That's a lot of money
DH.
For somebody.
And I guess he can play outfield if necessary.
Yeah,
well, because
he's
got to
play first.
What's going to happen to Gardy?
Yeah.
No, he's not going to get traded.
No, he won't.
They signed him to a giant contract. So.
Hey, you know what we have to do?
What do we have to do?
We have to read this letter.
Oh, we have to read the letter?
Yeah, we didn't read
all
it
right,
last
week.
Bullpen Betty, anything else that you got to give us the update on?
I'm looking to 2018.
2018? You've given up?
2017 is a rebuilding
this
year.
This coming year, I would say it's the reload and rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that my cohort, Rodrigo Gigo Schifino, gave me that phrase, reload and rebuild. But
reload
it's a good
May
rebuild.
14th.
But, you know,
hey, Gigo.
May 14th,
the
Derek Jeter will have his number 2 retired from the Yankees.
Oh, right,
he's
May
the
14th.
21st player to have his number retired by the Yankees.
They're running out of numbers.
Should they use decimal points in Yankees numbers so that they have new? They can do 7.5 or.
It's going to be Roman numerals.
2.3.
that game, those tickets are only available to season ticket holder or partial season ticket holder at this point.
That's terrible.
You can't buy a single ticket for that game yet.
Terrible.
So,
I don't like it.
So anyway, we're looking at 2018, and hopefully Bryce Harper and Manny Machado will be on the Yankees.
Okay, well, we'll have to maybe we should all go to a game together.
Yes.
This year.
Oh,
let's
definitely.
Plan it.
Definitely.
Against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Sales pitching.
That'd be great. Okay, Gigo, you, me, and Jim the Poet, and we'll go.
Yes.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Bullpen
cool
Betty.
Guys.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for the call.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Last week, we didn't get around to reading Scott's letter.
Yeah. So we have listener Scott, who is in the correctional facility, and he writes to us, and we sent him one of our foam fingers. As I understand it, he wasn't allowed to actually keep it.
What?
I think
what's he going to do with one of those?
No, I think they'll let him have it when he gets out or
the
something.
The soft shank redemption.
No, but
what's he going to do?
It's literally like the size of a pen cap.
It's
3 inches long. You can't get much sexual satisfaction with it. But
hey,
it's like,
wait
you
a
know,
minute.
I don't know. It's a foam finger. It's kind of soft and weird, and it's kind of crumbly because they're old. They're turning orange.
I do the best I can with the 3 inches that I have, okay?
Be quiet. So, but I think they're holding it for him until he gets out, by which point it will have just crumbled into dust. So I hope he still has it when he... Okay, so anyway, dear Bronwyn and Jim, first let me thank you for all you are and all that is sportsy. Thank you again for giving me the finger. I love it, and it will be a permanent part of my studio. So, sometimes greatness can be so simple. Secondly, I would like to share some thoughts on the election. So,
how'd the election go?
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Oh, he's not happy. That's
this election was not a well-thought-out decision based upon careful research done by the voting body. This was just another example of consumerism. We were sold. We bought into a sales pitch brought to us by mainstream media. How many people really researched the candidates? But I don't think mainstream media was, like, pitching Trump, were they? I mean,
they were generally amused by him, I think. I don't think they thought he was going to win.
I don't think they took him seriously at all, no.
Nope.
Okay. From what I know, I'd be willing to bet that most of Mrs. Clinton's supporters would drop her in a second if they saw what she really did do.
You mean
she
kill
is
Vince
no
Foster?
Friend of mine. Yeah, I know. I mean, I actually think so. I mean, she, you know, she went into West Virginia and taught. Or
oh, she said
Ohio.
How she's going to shut down the coal companies.
She said she didn't say she was going to say that she was going to shut down the coal companies. She said she was going to take jobs from the coal miners. No coal miners are going to have jobs anymore and stuff. And, you know, it's just really.
It seems unwise.
Yeah, she's kind of tone deaf. So.
Now she's just wandering in the woods and letting people take selfies with her. Like,
apparently.
Like, what's happening?
Don't you think that was a setup? Does, I mean, geez.
No, it's like there's been 12 people taking photos with her.
It's a setup. They're trying to, like, I don't
she's
know.
Fine. She's burying all the bodies.
I don't know. She is. She's out in the woods burying the bodies. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, keeping this in mind, I would like to speak to all those who are upset with the outcome of the election. I know how it feels. I'm editing for length here. We still care. We still can make a difference. What if instead of using our anger to act outwardly protest, we look inside. People have become so consumed.
Why don't looking inside of me?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's terrifying in there.
It's kind of gross, right?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
People become so consumed with going global that we forget about our neighbors and our own communities. And that's kind of what, Ken, what's kind of what we were talking about with the community of Oakland and the sportsy people, you know? Instead of protesting what we don't like, come together and show that we can what we do like. Get together and do something nice for a neighbor or your community. Demonstrate how to be caring rather than hateful.
That's really good.
That's a great plan. Yeah, I mean, instead of, like, freaking out about everything, just try to influence stuff locally, right?
That's the only thing you can do, I think.
Yeah, think globally, act locally. Right.
Definitely.
It all starts at home. We need to focus on what we love and what we can give. Focus on our families. Love each other better. This is very nice.
Good stuff.
Yep. Being locked up has taught me what is important and what is not. Freedom should not be taken lightly, nor should it be wasted. Use it for good. I am very glad and proud to be part of the FMU community and look forward to being a more active participant in 2017. Much love, Scott. Thank you, Lister Scott. That's a beautiful letter. Thank you. That's a nice
The
response.
Current tally.
Yes, for our, what's in the lead, pro or con?
It's 3 votes pro and no votes con yet. So it's
people like the
so far. Should
song?
We play it again
the theme song.
Real
yeah,
quick?
Play it again. Play the theme song.
Is it up?
New?
Everything's up? This is from Steuben from Young Legs.
He
wrote us a theme
are
song.
Up or not. I don't know if anything's
is everything up.
Up? Is everything up?
Everything.
Brown on C. She's from Iowa. She hates Mr. Met, so she set him on Iowa.
I think
it's our theme song, man.
As soon as I figure out how to get that off of SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Or I guess we could just play it off of SoundCloud all the time.
Well, we'll have
it sounds way better on on this computer than it does on my phone.
Yeah, well, that would be the case in general. We have so much sports.
Oh, we do?
We didn't get to a lot of sports. It just played last night, if you can call it that.
The Jets fans have settled for
the Colts
just
beat
another
them.
Disaster.
41-10.
They're
going to
fire their
close.
Coach. They're going to fire everybody. They're like the Swansea of the NFL.
Yeah. Stop it.
They're terrible.
Gronk broke his back. Ha ha. Gronk's out.
Gronkowski's out for the Patriots. Yeah, he's their star.
Yeah,
tight
they thought.
End.
What I love
Did
about
you say ha ha.
Yes, what I love about
the guy broke his back.
I know. I mean, what I love about the fact that they're reporting that he had to have surgery on his back and stuff is they said they thought it was just a puntured lung.
Well, he hurt himself in a game and kept playing.
But just, you know, it's the idea that they said just a puntured lung.
He wears all this stuff on his arms because he had all this like elbow and shoulder trouble and stuff like that.
I don't think punctured lung should be prefaced by just.
No, that's a pretty
just
serious.
They thought it was just a punctured
lung,
and so
news.
He could keep playing. But no, he had to have surgery on his back. He's out. Cam Newton of the quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. He was benched in
last
the game
year's
against
MVP.
The Seahawks. Yep,
he was benched for one play.
He was benched because he didn't wear a necktie on the team plane.
I think that's a bunch of baloney.
I think we ought to send him some.
You know what happened in the one play that he wasn't playing?
Yeah, the first play.
The first
that he
play,
didn't play,
the guy threw an interception. Whoever the quarterback was threw an interception.
Yeah, who's their quarterback? Their backup quarterback?
Some
bum. Guy. We don't know. Some
Give
bum.
A break.
I don't know who he was. All right, so we ought to send him some neckties. I think we ought to send. Maybe we could have like a Sportsy Talk necktie. Could be our thing for the marathon.
I think they're expensive, man.
What, neckties?
We just got them at the bookstore. They're really pricey.
Really?
Yeah,
neckties?
I mean, they're silk. I mean, unless they're made out of plastic.
Yeah, we're going to make them out of plastic.
What? I mean, who's going to wear them?
Sluggo has these amazing neckties.
I thought we were doing the other
Sluggo,
thing we can't
like,
mention on the air.
Oh, yeah, we can't mention that.
Are we going to do that? Or are we going to do
we're going to do that, yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I mean, I think a Sportsy Talk necktie would be good, though. We could send
we
it
do
to Cam
all
Newton.
Our We do all we our say, meetings. We have,
you know,
like,
right here on the
show
air.
Meetings
we
right
do
on the
everything
air.
Right on the air. It's transparent. We're completely open to our listeners.
I want to talk about F1 racing.
Why?
Last week we
Who
talked
cares?
About the Abu Dhabi.
Who cares? Who
what?
Cares
I
about
care.
F1 racing? Okay, all right, go ahead. Talk
There's
about
two
it.
Mercedes drivers.
Yes.
Nico Rosberg beat Lewis Hamilton in the
yes, and
to win
the
championship.
Grand championship of all.
And then he comes out for a meeting. And they're all like, "Oh, the guy finally won the championship. But what's he got to say?" And he goes, "I quit."
Yeah, good for him. He said, "I hit my goal in life. This was it. I'm done."
But
good
Rosberg night. Hamilton has been like the white hot. Fire of anger that has driven F1 racing to the heights that it's now.
It's not nobody cares about.
So
that.
Now I, you know, is Daniel
Actually.
Ricciardo gonna? Is this Sebastian
what are you
Vettel?
Talking
who,
about.
I'm just saying, who will the next great rivalry in F1 racing?
The gloomy palace,
sad drivey eyes, sad drivey eyes,
in a horror.
Something F1 and Mercedes.
Devin from Morricone Island, what's coming up on Morricone Island tonight?
Catching up on 2016 soundtrack.
Oh, very nice. Stay tuned at the top of the hour for that. I know you will.
You know you will.
You better.
You have to. It's almost a...
What?
Can't get that theme song out.
I know.
Did you
it's
like
very
it?
Catchy,
it's
right?
Catchy, right? I think we're going to go with that. I guess we will.
I mean, we might as well until we hear from Speedy Ortiz. It's
they're
your
not,
it's, the ball is in your pants.
Speedy Ortiz is so not happening. Oh, what else? Oh, I had so many things.
You did?
I had just
lightning round.
Lots and lots and lots of
lightning
lots
round.
The NFL is going to hire 17 full-time officials because they've never had full-time officials before. All the officials in NFL games are part-timers. Ed
yes.
Hockley has a full-time job somewhere else.
Yeah, that guy should go
they
back
only,
to that
they
job.
Only
he
fly
talks too much.
In, they only fly in for the games. So now they're going to hire 17 new officials. They're full-timers. They're going to put them out on the field with the guys that are part-timers, and they don't know where the full-time guys are going to stand because they're adding them. Right, so they're adding.
So they're
in a
spies.
New official.
They're rubes.
They're adding in a new.
They're
official.
Working for the official.
They
they're
are.
Working for the NFL.
They are. They're working for the NFL, and they're going to go in and they're going to stand there, and they don't even know where they're going to put them. They don't know. Are they going to put them in the end
Whatever,
zone?
Man.
Are they going to
put
them
in
okay.
the
put them in the toilet.
No,
put them
in the booth when they so then when they do replays, it doesn't
so
take 25 minutes.
Up. College football, the playoffs are set.
Boo.
Number one, Alabama versus number four, Washington.
Boo.
Go Huskies. Number two, Clemson versus number three, Ohio State. I'm for the Huskies.
Are we out of time?
Yeah, we're out of time. Okay, that's it. That was the lightning round on Sportsy Talk. This has been the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today, Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, and our third man, Call Screener John. Thank you, Call Screener John. Stay tuned for more Coney Island. You going to do the deal?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can listen to us online at WFMU.org.
We'll be back next week.
Right.